ShopRite.com today.
Gee, what a surprise. They left an email trail. We're talking about the USDA rushing to fire. Remember this story? We were kicking this around. Shirley Sherrod, and she says she's very disappointed in her former boss, the ag secretary. But this is stuff we knew. Are we surprised by this? We knew that it was just a massive hurry-up reaction. Once it becomes controversial, we're not going to ask her any questions or find out more about it. We're just going to assume we need to distance ourselves from her because we don't want to look like we're backing her after some of the stuff that she was saying at one of the meetings that she was at for the NAACP. We don't, you know, she was a speaker. We don't want to seem like we're endorsing her. So this big story that came out today in a lot of the Washington papers is no surprise. This administration is full of knee-jerk reactions. All right, having said that, at the top, we're going to get away from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to do that in our next three segments with Nail the Score. So remember, this is how it works. Randomly, the game of the week is selected by our super computer at the mothership in Minneapolis. And once that game is selected, you call, you tell us who you think is going to win and what you think, which team you think is going to win. What do you think the final score is going to be? There's a couple of really interesting games on the board for week five in the NFL. Who knows? I have no clue which one it'll be, but it'll be a lot of fun. And you get bragging rights and win all the prizes. Clear out our prize closet if you nail the score. How cool would that be? Something we've talked a lot about here on America Tonight has been obviously healthcare and the ridiculousness of the 2,000 plus pages of War and Peace, healthcare reform, which, yes, pre-existing conditions, amen. That's great. We get the pre-existing conditions. But there was so much else that was crammed into this thing that's going to affect so many people. You just have no idea what's coming towards you, hurling towards you like a big fat avalanche until it hits you. And it's really small businesses and the whole thing with health insurance and the affordability. You're going to pay more for your premiums. Talk to some of those people in California. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news because I would love, I'm not kidding you, I would love to get on these airwaves and say, man, I was dead wrong about that. I was so wrong about that. And because I talked to XYZ person who showed me the light and I looked closer at that bill and I realized this is the way to go. I can't say that, though, because I've looked at it from lots of different angles. We've had a long time to look at it, and I've talked to plenty of people on all sides of this, both sides of this, doctors, all kinds of people, and they're not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all. And we had a great conversation earlier in the week with Dennis Wolf. If you missed it, he's an insurance expert. He's written an interesting book about healthcare, I think one of the best out there. Go to americatonight.net. And go click on features, what you missed, and listen to that interview. And he talks about the waivers and McDonald's and some other corporations and what's happened in light of that. And now the administration is trying to cover their tracks on that one, too. All right, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm going to talk with you about health care, but I have a suggestion. You know this when you let the secret computer pick the football game, what about making it a democratic process and having your listeners pick the football game?
I will take that up with the board. That's not a bad idea. Randomly let a listener pick the game of the week.
Or have a vote. You know, people could be called in for the first hour. And then you say, you know what, 25 people voted for this game, boom. And you get more interest and everything. And cause,
there you,
know, people,
go.
You know, so that's
there you go.
I saw that movie Red, and it had a little sneak premiere here. And I think it's a pretty good movie. I recommend it. Red.
Oh, there's a lot of famous people in that. Like Bruce Willis is in it, right? And who else is in it?
Freeman and
yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
All right, and thumbs up for Red.
Now, I looked in the news here, and Ronald McDonald got up in Obama's face and said, "Yo, baby, I'm not going to do the insurance thing. How about you do it? I'm not going to do it." Now, you remember the Republicans said this was going to happen. Republicans said companies are not going to do this insurance thing because it's going to cost them too much money. They're just going to say, "No, fine us. We would rather pay the fine than do this thing."
Right.
And all of a sudden, Obama backed down. McDonald said they were going to do it. And Obama said, you know what? A lot of these people that work in McDonald's are Democrats, I think, you know. They're poor people, supposedly, you know. And they're not going to like it when they have no insurance.
No, they're not going to like that. You're right.
There's a million of them. And so I can't remember this ever happening where the government just said, we passed this law, but you 30 companies don't have to follow the law. Now, I remember, and, every time I think of the Obama administration, it leads me back to grade school because that's the whole mentality. But if the teacher says, all right, Tomas and Johnny and Mike don't have to take the test tomorrow, what's going to happen?
Everybody's going to complain. They don't want to take the test.
Right. So right now, there's about 150 other companies and 150 other unions and 150 other organizations that are getting on the phone to their lawyer and they're saying, hey, you see what McDonald's did? I want an exemption too. You know? And
I agree with you. It's like I said about the other thing with the Shirley Sherrod stuff. It's always the knee-jerk reaction. It's always, okay, we're going to do this. Oop, no, we were this. I guess we didn't think this out. We're going to do this instead. We're going to make an exception. We're going to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York. Now New York doesn't want to pay for it. They changed their mind, so we're not going to do that. So much flip-flopping. You know what? I wouldn't date this administration.
You would not.
I would not. You know what I'm saying? It's like a guy who changes his mind. Let's go out tonight. Ooh, I got a better offer. No, maybe let's go out tomorrow night. You know, I mean, forget it.
Because you're not seeing confidence in that guy, are you?
That's right.
Aren't you girls all into that confidence thing? They want a confident man, right? Obama don't look too confident. He said, okay, well, what about the world leaders? You know, they're going, shoot, if Obama can't even handle Ronald McDonald, what's he going to do with China, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, the McDonald's thing, that was a debacle. That was a debacle, yeah.
I'm going to make that a bumper sticker. If Obama can't handle Ronald McDonald, what is he going to do with China?
That's pretty good. You know what? That would actually make a good T-shirt.
All right. Well, listen, we want democracy, Kate. No more secret computer stuff.
We'll take a vote. We'll take a vote in our private board meeting and see what happens. But at least the next time around, we're going to have our supercomputer. Tomas, thanks. And it's interesting. He's right. We were talking about the McDonald's thing. So when they put into place the first wave of changes under healthcare legislation, they tried to diffuse all the resistance from companies like the Golden Arches and some other insurers by granting all these waivers to even minimal coverage far below the new law standards. So, yeah, everybody's going to want a piece of that. Nail the score next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, this should be a good edition of Nail the Score. I have a good feeling that maybe one of you will be a winner this time around. I was talking earlier about some of the games on the board. It's been a strange first 4 weeks now, fifth week in the NFL. What's going to happen with the Dallas Cowboys as they come off a bye and they host the Titans? What about the Raiders? What's going on with the Raiders? They're going to be hosting the Chargers at a home game. I would have said normally when I looked at this, this could be interesting, but I don't think so. The Eagles, who knows, after what went on with Michael Vick taking on the 49ers that are just lost beyond all get out. They're 0-4. It is a home game for them. It is the night Sunday game. I think that's going to be a boring game, and I think the Eagles win it. What about some of the other games on the board, including the Buccaneers and the Bengals? The only one excited about that game, the people in Cincinnati and Tampa Bay, and the Bills, forget about it. Not even worth talking about. The Lions and the Rams, I would probably say the same thing. The Packers and the Redskins might be interesting, but I don't think the Redskins are the real deal. They're not going to have Clinton Portis there to run the ball. So it might have been more interesting if he were there. Probably the Broncos and the Ravens could be interesting, and that's going to be in Baltimore. Baltimore's a great stadium, and I like the Ravens. I like some of the players on this team, and they're quietly amassing wins. They're 3-1. So let's see. Without further ado, let's pull out our supercomputer and let it rip, Mr. Donovan. Oh, boy. I was hoping for this game. You know, Tomas calling up earlier and saying it should be a democratic process and not some computer. I bet most of you would have liked to see what would happen in this game. The Monday night game. I'm all about the Sunday night game now, but I'm all about this Monday night game. The Vikings, what is up with this team? Brett Favre, this is it for him. If they have a terrible season and don't do anything, I think he's not coming back. He's, what, already now 40. So I don't think he comes back to the Vikings unless something great happens. And do they get back to the promised land? Okay. So the Vikings are 1-2. The Jets have, I think, such a great find in LaDainian Tomlinson. They know that. He can move the ball. So he's the discard from San Diego that has something to prove, and I think he's going to prove it in the end this year. And he is starting to put up some decent numbers. I like the Jets a lot, and this is a home game for them. I still think the Vikings are going to make it interesting, especially with Randy Moss. Randy Moss and Brett Favre, if I was Brett Favre, I would be beyond stoked to have Randy Moss there. So I'm going to say, and this was tough to pick, but I am going to pick against the network's mothership, because, you know, everybody's from Minnesota, so I'll say it in a hushed voice. But I think the Jets win this one, and I think the Jets are going to win this 27 to 21. I'm going to let all of you guess in just a second. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. But first, we do have a little sound that matches this game. Randy Moss talked about now playing for the Vikings. Listen to what he had to say.
Did I want to get traded out of New England? I don't really know what the answer is, but all I can say is there's no other place that I really want to get traded to besides Minnesota. You know, I started here. I feel obligated to this organization for drafting me. I've been traded before, so the hurt. No, I was more hurt when I left here. I think when I got traded from New England here, I think it was more of an understanding. Because I've said time and time again that this is not football, man. It's a job. It's a business. And whenever the fans of the game understand the business of the game, I think it'll be better for everyone.
He's right about that. It is absolutely business. It's not personal. It's business anymore. And I think for Moss and what he said there, it probably was tougher when he originally left Minnesota, but he's smart enough to realize it'll be a good hookup with Brett Favre. Of course, he had Tom Brady, but I don't think he's taking it personal, at least not this time around anyway. He just wants to play. He wants to keep playing. And he would have been a much higher draft choice if it weren't for all that pot stuff that was dogging him from his college years. A lot of teams passed on Moss. I thought the Cowboys really missed the boat because he would have been great with the Cowboys at the time. What about Coach Bill Belichick seeing this player leave who he coached for now a number of years now? Here's what he had to say about his respect for Randy Moss.
Randy was really a pleasure to coach. I enjoyed having him on our team. He made a lot of contributions to this football team. When I spoke with Randy yesterday morning, our conversations were consistent with what they've been over the last 4 years, honest, open, very forthright. And we talked about a lot of things, which I'll keep between Randy and myself.
Wow. Keeping secrets, Bill Belichick. All right, so let's take a few. 800-259-5791. Whew, out of the chute, Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
It's not personal, Luigi. This is just a business.
Cheater. He's a cheater.
That's the truth. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Mr. Favre one more time. I figure, let's see, 3 interceptions. we'll do 24-21 far over the Jets.
Oh, Dan. 24-21. Okay, at least you're keeping it close. I think the Jets, they have a chance to roll, but I was conservative too. I said 27-21, but Jets. So good luck. We'll see.
Well, they're playing in where? In Minnesota or?
No, they're playing in New York.
I still take.
Oh, Dan.
Come on, baby. He's got to show something. He's going to go out there and play star. So's Moss.
I think LaDainian Tomlinson is going to find a few holes, and I think Sanchez is going to have a really decent day, but okay.
Okay, look, Thomas, your guy that was just on with the story, look, that's for this year. Hugo Chavez Obama will come back with a vengeance next year and go, yeah, they're going to do it my way or else. Okay?
Yeah, a change of attitude. All right, thanks, Dan. Let's go to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Who do you like? Do you like the Jets in this, or are you picking the purple guys?
Well, I really like Dallas.
But that's not the game.
I know. Well, I tell you, I believe Red is due for a good game.
Okay.
And Randy Moss might be enough to put him over top.
Okay.
27-20
Vikings. All right, two out of the chute. Clarence, going along with Dan. They're ganging up on me. You have a great weekend. Two Vikings right out of the chute. And Clarence, by the way, your Cowboys, they should win this game. I think they will because they have been getting thrumped and trumped. And I was talking to an ex-player the other day of your Dallas Cowboys who thinks they'll turn it around, that maybe it was the best thing for him to start off so disastrously that the attitudes kind of flipped around in the locker room. Anyway, let's go to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
Hi there, Kate. I'm going to take the Jets 24-17.
Woohoo! My man, Herschel, you are on the right team.
I'm glad you didn't pick the Chiefs. I'd had a hard time not voting against them.
There you go. All right, we got the Jets, 24-17. Thank you. Good luck. Nail the score. That's what we're doing here, and you can do it too, simply by dialing 800-259-5791, or you can hit us up at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, like this one, Jason in Kentucky. He says, Kate, the Jets are going to ride herd. Sanchez, who has a decent arm, is going to have a great, great game in front of those nasty New Yorkers. I think it's going to be 45-27. 45? That is a big, big number. That's the over and then some. All right, I'll meet you all in just a few on the other side.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Verkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to hempusa.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah.
So the Nail the Score game kicks 8:30 Eastern. Minnesota visiting New York and the Jets. Randy Moss, now the deep threat for the Vikings. Remember, he's not a stranger to the Vikings. He was picked up by the Vikings, drafted by them in the first round back in 1998. So now it's kind of a reuniting moment. Of course, a lot of different faces for the Vikings on this team. And in the coaching ranks, a lot of different faces, too. Doesn't matter, though. Same fans. And he really is the deep threat because you look at who they've had as receivers on that team, and Favre hasn't had anybody to go deep to. In fact, Minnesota's only completed 4 passes for more than 20 yards. Do you believe that? More than 20 yards. That's the fewest in the NFL. There's no question that was missing. It was a layup for the Vikings to go in this direction. And when the news broke, a lot of people were giddy about it. There was a rumor floating around that this might happen, and then it kind of was shut down, and then poof. Lo and behold, because you have Sidney Rice, he's still weak from hip surgery. My man Bernard Berrian, the boa constrictor lover, and he hasn't really been a factor. And the top guy has been Percy Harvin, but he's having problems. He's starting to have those headaches come back, and they're worried about him. So they certainly are moving the ball through Adrian Peterson, but not the way they'll be able to do it with Randy Moss. Now, I just said all that, and I still say that New York, at least for this game, I think New York wins this. Sexy Rexy Ryan and Mark, I love Mark Sanchez. I do. I think he's just done such a great job. He hasn't had, any interceptions. He's had 8 TDs, and he's, there's something about this kid I like. I like his arm. I think the Jets are going to win a Super Bowl with him, if not this year, eventually. And I'm not a Jets fan. I'm just saying I really like him. And then, of course, San Antonio Holmes comes back, and he had to sit out the first 4 games because of the substance abuse problem, the suspension. But once he's back, what a difference that makes. And they're going to get a big boost from Holmes at the wideout spot. So this game is going to be a fun game to watch. I do think it's going to be close. All right, I'm going to shut up with my analysis by paralysis and go to all of you geniuses out there who might nail the score. 800-259-5791. Let's see. Let's go to, I think we're going to be heading to Kentucky. Let's go to Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm wanting to see a really good nail biter here.
I agree.
I've got to lean toward the Vikings. I really think they're going to click on this game. I'm going to go Vikings 31-28.
31-28. Okay, but you like a nail biter because that's a nail biter there.
There we go.
All right. I hope it is. It'll be fun because if we're going to invest time in this, Rick, and it's not our teams, then we're going to see some good action out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy your weekend and good luck.
Oh, you too.
Let's go to Joe in Kentucky. Hey, Joe. Joe in Kentucky. Oh, no, Joe's not there. Did Joe drop? Ah, Joe, if you call back, we'll get you. Trey, our horseman in Kentucky. Hey, Trey. Maybe not. I'm going to move along. When you guys fall off the list, don't worry. We'll come back to you. We'll circle back around, I promise. Is this Trey?
Yeah, hey, Kate.
Hey, Trey, what do you think's going to happen in this one?
Just because I'm so sick of hearing about Favre, I'm going to take the Jets.
Good for you. What do you think?
31-24.
Ooh, that's a good one. 31-24. Hey, the movie about Secretariat is coming out this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know, and I'm going to be working all weekend. That figures.
But you know what? When you get time, then what you do is you go to a matinee. It's cheaper anyway.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah, and then it's an emptier theater, especially in Kentucky, because I think a lot of people are going to go see. I think a lot of people across the country are going to go see it, but definitely in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a busy weekend. We still got the games going on, the track's opening up this weekend. We got everything happening.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
It'll be fun time.
No kidding. All right, you are locked and loaded. Enjoy your weekend. All right, so Trey is in the books for the Jets, 31-24. Let's see. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Rick, are you there?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Okay. Okay. Jets, 24. Vikings, 13.
24-13. All right, so you think the Jets, too.
Yeah, you said Randy Moss is a deep threat, but very far can't throw it that far, so... It don't matter how deep he can go.
That's right. He'll break his arm trying to throw that ball downfield.
Yeah.
No, he still has a decent arm. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I just assume let your computer pick the games, because if you let everybody else pick, how you know everybody ain't going to just pick the Cowboys all the time?
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to pick the Cowboys. And
Cowboys.
We don't want, it's not a Cowboys show, so we're not going to be picking the Cowboys. I agree with you.
You do it. Do it and everything.
Right, I agree. We're letting so that's a vote for the computer. Well, there's 2 votes for the computer, 1 for the audience to pick it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
all right, Rick.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Let's see. Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Hey, Kay. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Are you? I'm going to pretend I'm like Kreskin. Remember they used to do that on the Johnny Carson show, so I'm thinking you're going to pick the Jets.
You're exactly right.
Yay! You're on the winning team.
Yes. Now you're going to pick my score for me?
Oh, I can't. I'm not that good. What do you think?
I think 30-27, Jets.
Ooh, 30-27. That's good. I like that. That's like Trey said 31-24, Jets. So that's good, 30-27. Yeah, we'll see. I do think it's going to be all about the guys in green because they're just not going to lose this in New York, and they're not going to lose to the Vikings. I hope it's a close game, though.
I do, too. I like a good close game. I think they'll win it on a field goal with about three seconds left to go.
Yeah, I like a good close game, too. I don't like the blowouts. It's no fun. I mean, even if it's your team, you know, then you're – what are you doing in the second half when they've already run away with it? Forget it. All right, Dr. E, we got you. You're locked and loaded. Let's move on to Clifford in Missouri. Good morning, Clifford.
Okay, how are you this morning?
Excellent. How about you?
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go with the Jets 28-24.
Ooh, 28-24. That's a good one. Another Jets guess. All right, Clifford, you're on the winning side of this. Have a good one. 800-259-5791. Let's see here. Brian in Illinois, you have the floor. Bri, what do you think?
I'm going to go Jets 21, Vikings 10.
Ooh, Vikings 10. So you think the Jets defense, which they do have a good defense, is going to really step up and stop them?
I hope.
All right, I like that. I hope. Thanks, Brian. Drive safely. Yeah, there you go. Which, of course, that's the other aspect of it. What wins championships? Got to have that defense, right? And even in these games lately, too, if you go across and look, it seems to be one or the other. It's not a full-on shootout in a lot of these games, but some of them have been pretty lopsided, and some of the defenses, it's like they need oxygen the entire time because they're on the field so much, which is not always a great thing either. Let's go to Tom in Kentucky. Howdy, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think, Tom? Do you like the boys in green or the purple guys?
I'm going to turn that last score around and go Minnesota 21-10.
21-10, Vikings. Well, I certainly know that all the people at the network will love you for that one. You got it. We'll see, because, hey, the deep threat is around, and that could happen. Randy Moss will be a difference maker for sure for the Vikings, but will he have the impact in this game? Will the rhythm be there with Brett Favre? We'll see. Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, they're because now they're just going to try to get some more reps in or get some reps in as this unfolds. Certainly both of them are professional players that have been around for a while, but it is all that timing stuff. You know, it's no myth when you look at these playbooks, and it's like hieroglyphics when you try to read them. I've seen some playbooks before, and I've seen the Dallas Cowboy playbook, and, you know, you couldn't figure it out to save your life. You have to be a player. You have to have the code and really realize what's going on. But if you don't know the plays, you don't know the routes, that's what happens so often. You're watching the game, and it looks like a busted route, but you're not really sure. So now Moss, who's pretty good about getting up to speed, I thought, when he's made the jumps with other teams, he'll have to do the same thing quickly with the Vikings, and I think he will do that, and he's definitely going to be that big, deep, bad threat. Chris in Connecticut. Hello, Chris. What do you say?
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good, thank you. Jets 27-17.
27-17. All right, you believe in the power of the green. All right.
Yes.
I like it. I'm going with the Jets, too. You know that. So 27-17, that's a good guess. You are locked and loaded. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, and it's a great weekend of football because there was all those games that we didn't pick. Some of them crummy, but there were a few that were pretty decent. And you know I like the best? I'm a Fox person. I'm Fox football. I like watching those guys. So I love to get the little updates in between from Kurt Menefee, or then when they go to Jimmy Johnson and his sarcastic comments, and Terry Bradshaw, and Howie Long and Mr. X Giant, even Michael Strahan with that gab, too. So I like that show. That's fun about Sunday. Stay with us.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Walks slowly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
All right, another one bites the dust. Week 5 in the NFL, somebody goes home a loser, right? So is it going to be the Minnesota Vikings, or will it be the New York Jets? And since they're home, and I think the crowd is going to be loud and proud and crazy, and, you know, let's face it, the Jets were so close last year, too, but so were the Vikings. I have got to go with the home team in this one. I'm going to say that the Jets win this, as I've already given my score, 27-21. Of course, it doesn't matter what I think. It's all about what all of you think, because I'm not eligible for the bragging rights and the prizes. I have to ask you for the prizes if I'm going to get any prizes. You're all eligible for them. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to rifle off a couple of them that I've gotten through the internet. And we have Dan the Man listening to us in Vermont. He says, without a doubt, Kate, without a doubt, you are completely 100% correct on the Jets. I think the Jets win this one, but it's just a question of what the final score is, and I have to pick a score, so this is he's rambling in his email. I'm going to say that the Jets win this by a score of 32-14. 32-14. Let's go to Josh in Kentucky. Josh, what do you think?
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I'm going with the Jets 30-21.
Ooh, 30-21. That's good. So the Jets, you know, like Dr. E said, 30-27. So you got 30-21. That makes it interesting between the two of you. I hope one of you win. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, you know the number. We're having a little computer glitch here. You know, technology, for some reason, it's smooth sailing with me occasionally, and then all of a sudden everything breaks down at once. Like the iPhone goes bad, the laptop gets one of those crazy, you know, the viruses when it says, oh, you've got whatever Trojans on your computer, you have malicious whatever. And then all of a sudden they try to trick you into getting something, and you hit the wrong button, and before you know it, you can't get out of what you're in. It's crazy. Anyway, I think I've ironed out the problem. Lou is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Lou.
Hi, how are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I'm going to go with the Jets 24 and Minnesota 7.
Ooh, so the Jets are going to really stick it to Brett Favre. Maybe a couple of fumbles, knock him down, knock him around.
Sure, yeah. And you had talked about Moss coming in and being the deep threat. And this is my issue with that. I think it's a kind of a desperation move by Minnesota because I don't think they have a very good offensive line. And so you've got Moss there who's the best deep threat arguably ever.
Right.
Well, how are they going to have time? How's Favre going to have time to hit him when his offensive line is just going to be getting
hammered?
They're getting shelled by anybody.
Yeah, they have been getting shelled, and that's the problem. That's what's happened to Favre because he hasn't had the time, especially when he hasn't. Especially, like I said something about the stat was crazy where they had hardly anything beyond 20 yards. They didn't have anything beyond 20 yards, and part of that, you're right, is because of that offensive line. So that is something to consider. He's going to have to get rid of it quickly, and Moss, like you said, arguably the best deep threat, he can turn the burners on and he can get down there, but that doesn't give Favre a lot of setup time. He's going to have to get rid of it quick. Yeah, good point. Excellent.
All right,
so we'll see what happens. Thanks for the call. That's what's going to have to happen. It's going to be, you know what it is? It's like probably some of you did this. Did you ever play street ball? And there's always that guy who had the decent arm, and it was almost like magic when he would close his eyes and flick the ball, and it would just be there. It would just go, and somebody would just start running for the ball. They didn't even look back to try to connect it, you know, to try to connect where the ball was going. It's going to almost have to be that way for it to work. And I think it will. I think that he'll be a difference maker for Minnesota. But if any more of the players get banged up or they're too loose on the left side, it'll be tough. Okay, let's move on to Richard in Kentucky. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How have you been?
All right. I tried to call you last night. There was a guy on asking you the difference between a complete game and a perfect game.
Yes.
And the simple answer is a perfect game is when you face the minimum number of batters. You face 27 batters and get them all out. Nobody gets on base, period.
Yeah, there you go.
And but anyway, as far as the score, I don't know if Moss is going to make a difference or not, but it's definitely not going to happen this quick. So I'm going to go Jets 24, Vikings 13.
Ooh, 24-13. All right, I think you're on the right side of that one, Richard. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, let's see. Joe is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Kate. I'm going to go with the Vikings 24, Jets 14.
Ooh, so you think that, hey, there's going to be some excitement with Moss. He is going to get the ball to him probably. Then Don't forget about LaDainian Tomlinson on the other side, who's going to make it, I think, tough, but you think they're going to stop him.
Yeah. I think Favre's got to do something or he's gone. So he's going to have to.
Well, I agree with that. There's no question that he's in it for this. I mean, it's, okay, we almost made it to the Super Bowl. We just can't believe we didn't make it last year. So here I am back again making another try for it to try to add to the ring I already have. All right, Joe. Very good. We got you in there.
All right.
Thank you. He says Vikings 24-14. Dan in Texas was the first guy up, and he said 24-21 Vikings. We had a couple of Vikings guesses at the top, so then of course things switched around to the Jets. It certainly is going to be, I think it's going to be a closer game than some of you are saying, where like Lou's saying 24-7. I get it, and I just did that whole thing about the playbook and how even though you're a pro, switching offenses, and it's not the same Minnesota team that he left by any stretch of the imagination. So there'll be things that he'll have to play catch up on, which is even for a guy who's done it for a long time, unless it's just that fling and sing deal where he's flinging it down the field. He's trying to fling it down the field and trying to get the ball to Moss. Of course, other teams have had similar plans, and in the beginning it didn't quite work out that way. So there may be that readjustment time. All right, a lot of people also emailed me. I promise if I don't get your email on the air, I will definitely have you in the books, as I keep saying. You are in the books, written down, so we know what your guess was. Here's one from John, listening to us in Austin, Texas. He says, why are you bagging on my Cowboys, Kate? Didn't you cover them at one point? Man, it breaks my heart. So you didn't pick the Cowboys game this time around, but the Vikings and the Jets. I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the Jets win it. And, in fact, I'm going to actually steal your score. I think the Jets win this game 27-21. How about that? 27-21. And on another note, what do you think is going to happen with the Cowboys this weekend? I said this already, that they're hosting Tennessee, and after that first debacle at home, and now the crazy bye week, and the criticism that they endured before they picked up the one game, I think the practices have been pretty hard, I heard, which, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But I'm going to say that the Cowboys win it. If I had to place a bet on it, then I would definitely pick the Cowboys in this. How's that? Do we have time to slide one more in? Rick in Kentucky, are you there?
Yeah.
Rick, go for it quickly. Who do you think, Jets or Vikings? What's the score?
I got Minnesota 36.
Oh, Rick, we lost you. It's like you went in the Holland Tunnel all of a sudden. Okay, we're going to let you stay around, and Donovan's going to take your guess for us, because I don't want you to get robbed of that one. Thanks to everybody who participated and nailed the score. Good luck.